An industry analyst is predicting more international flights will be cancelled if coronavirus is not contained over the next few weeks. Air New Zealand, China Southern, Sichuan Airlines, Air China, Hainan Airlines and Cathay Pacific have all reduced or stopped flights to China. Andy Bowley is an aviation analyst at Forsyth Barr with us now. Kia ora.
Good morning.
So kind of which came first, chicken or egg here? Is this because of a lack of demand or is it the airlines being proactive?
Look, I think it's a combination of both, but it's also the New Zealand government in terms of the travel restrictions in place for all foreign nationals that travel from or are transiting mainland China currently. So there is a distinct lack of demand as a result of that, but also the consumer response to any outbreaks such as what we've got currently in terms of the uncertainty that it creates, you know, 1, 2, 3 months out.
Yeah, so what is that uncertainty level at the moment, and how do airlines cope with something like this?
I think it's pretty high, and you know, I hear it in the context of the business environment where airlines make a fair bit of money from in light of the high yields they generate from those customers at the front of the cabin, and there's a distinct lack of desire to travel to China or Hong Kong or other Asian destinations currently in light of the uncertainty prevailing from a health point of view in particular.
So there's been a fair amount of drop then in air travel generally because people are not able to transit through these areas either.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. You know, transiting is one part of the story in light of the hubs that are very prevalent in that part of the world. But you look at other statistics around inbound tourism into those parts of the world, and they're down quite substantially from where they were, you know, previously.
So looking at bottom lines, as I'm sure the executives are doing at all these airlines, they will be, what, beginning to get pretty worried because they'll be losing money hand over fist here?
I think the airline industry is far more responsive than it used to be to this kind of event, and we've seen that response pretty quickly after coronavirus became, you know, quite mainstream in the context of the clampdowns that the Chinese government were enforcing, you know, particularly in Wuhan City. And, you know, we see that and we have seen over the years Air New Zealand in particular being very nimble in terms of the flexible approach it takes to capacity, you know, both in terms of near-term capacity but also, you know, over the medium term. And as a result, it protects itself to some extent in terms of its cost base.
But what do you think we're going to see when results come out?
I think there's going to be an element of concern, an element of uncertainty in terms of the outlook. The results that the likes of Air New Zealand report next week and Auckland Airport report today won't be impacted by this because those are only up until the end of December. But in terms of their outlook commentary, there will be an element of uncertainty.
Thank you very much for your time this morning. Andy Bowley there, aviation analyst at Forsyth Barr, 16 to 8.